with Kim Gravel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to LOL with Kim Gravel. I'm Kim, and Zach's here with us. Hey, Zach.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. I'm so excited about this show. We're having my sister Allison on today. And Zach, the reason I wanted to have her on is because she has this amazing ability to choose her perspective of positivity, and not just about like things in life, but about who she is as a person. And I wanted to kind of go deep with that with her because I think that is such an important thing that we all need in our lives. I mean, I'm seeing an epidemic. I mean, I know we're in a pandemic, but I think this self-belief and this confidence and crisis of confidence that people are having in their own lives and anxiety and worry, it's all a choice. And Allison does it. I don't even know if she knows she does it. It's a default mechanism. It's habitual with her now that she just chooses this way to think that is so contagious.
Let's get her in here. Let's just get her in here.
Let's just get her in here. We're wasting time. Allison, hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. Hey, boo. How y'all doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, boo. That's how we're going to start the episode.
Ready? Okay, all right. We started before we hit record, and Zach says he's been saying the word boo for decades, and Allison's like,
"You're 12, dude."
No, it's not that. It's not 12.
Say boo.
He's not 12.
I'm just kidding.
He's in his 30s, which he's a millennial.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're a millennial.
An older millennial.
You're an older, Allison's not a millennial. So here we always have this conversation. I'm Gen X, right?
Yep.
What is Allison?
I'm right on the cusp of X and millennial.
So you're the in-betweeners?
I could go either way. I'm bi.
You can't put a tag on what Allison is.
I'm bi-generational.
Bi-generational.
God, that was good.
That was good.
That was.
Wow. But no, Zach was saying, Allison goes, you're using our words. It's like Allison owns the word boo.
Hey,
I say
boo.
It more than anybody you know. So
no, you don't. No. I've said it before you did. I brought boo back into reality in this.
You know what? What's so delusional is we all think we brought boo into the reality.
You know why? That's a perfect segue, Zach, into this show. Okay.
Okay.
This segment, because my very best friend Amy and my family, and even some people like that I work with, my manufacturer for QVC, and we were having this conversation about Allison, you know, because we've brought Allison on as our brand ambassador, and now she's taking a really, really big load off of me and my work schedule. And she's phenomenal. Like, people are like, oh my God, I thought it was you and I heard her talk, you know, so it's the same. It's just a great, you know, fit.
That's great.
But what we're going to talk about today in this episode, y'all, and I'm being serious. So this is going to be your inspiration download, okay? We're going to have an inspirational show, and Allison is our guest to talk about it.
Because I'm dying.
Oh, you didn't know we were doing this?
I didn't know about I love to be inspiring. So, well, is it me inspiring other people?
Well, yes, indirectly.
I don't know if that's good, but go ahead.
No, let me share, because I was talking to all these people that I just mentioned, that I have never met someone with the best, most positive perspective on life than you. Like, everybody thinks I'm positive and up, and I am. I mean, I am. I'm a realist, though. You know, I can get real on you. Mm-hmm. But you have the most positive perspective of anybody. Let me give you an example.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the examples.
So, Zach, you know that Allison, you know, has started working for me full-time on salary with a regular paycheck, not hourly.
Yep.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Finally.
So, you work 2 hours, you work 10 hours, you get the same money. So, and normally that... Normally, I'm going to get that with her.
That's her cumulus. That's her cumulus check right
there.
Sean
said I could never ask for one anymore because I now have one weekly.
Okay. Which I will say, she has not, don't go breaking my heart. That's what I didn't want her to break my heart. I didn't want her to Kiki D me. You know, y'all know who Kiki D is?
No, tell me.
No.
Oh, God.
Who's Kiki D?
So I really am Generation X.
Yes.
Anyway.
You're Gen X. You're Gen X right now.
So she's really been doing a fantastic job, but this is the example of what I'm saying. Allison has this, and it's not toxic positivity. That's a whole nother show. This is really perspective positivity. That's what we're calling it. Having that positive and outlook. So she goes and does a show. Okay. I've been waiting to have side table
story. Oh my God. I'm so nervous about what she's about to say.
So she goes and does a show. So we have producers in our ears who are talking kind of like you are, Zach, but of course we're putting you on camera on air with the podcast and all that. But normally with QVC, you don't hear the producers. We can only hear them.
Right.
So Allison finishes a total 1 hour show and she goes, She calls me immediately, and here's the conversation. I remember. She goes, she goes, hey, girl, the show went great. Did you see it? I said, yeah, I saw it. It was good. You know, it was a good solid 7.
Oh, my God.
It was good solid 7.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow,
that's
a C.
That's a C.
That's a C to me, Zach.
It was a C plus. It was her first show out of the gate. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So she's, I said, see, it was good. It was a good show. She goes, girl, I think it was fantastic. I said, oh, okay. She goes, I didn't hear nothing from producers in our ears, so it must have been, I must have been fabulous. Meaning like,
oh, no.
So most of us, when we don't hear a producer saying anything in our ear, we're thinking, oh, God, am I good? Do they like me? Da, 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 da. Oh, not Allison. She goes immediately.
No news is good news, Zach. No news is good news.
Yep.
So Zach, I started watching her after that. So it's been about a month that she's been working with, and that is her operatus emotus. What's that word?
Oh, what is that?
Modus
operandi.
Modus operandi.
It's plural, so put an S on it. Because she's that way in everything. She could go and go find a quarter on the floor or a quarter on the street and be like, I'm going to tell you something. This quarter, wow. This quarter found me because I am so fabulous. And it's healthy, Zach. It's not this whack out, like.
I'm not delusional.
I used to think you were, but you are not.
I used to think I was.
I did. I used to think, gosh, she is touched by an angel, but you're not.
Oh, my God.
Like, you are, you really take, like, you could say, okay, the sky's falling. Yeah, but when it falls, y'all, that sun gonna come through.
I mean, that's how she is.
And I want to have a serious conversation about this because I think this is a perspective shift that everyone in these times have to have. I mean, when it comes to our political conversations that's going on, this COVID pandemic conversation, schools, I mean, all this like grind these kids are doing in athletics and sports, and I got to be the number one about this. You have a different outlook on that, and it really is contagious. That's why people love being around you.
Mm. Well, now I know.
I know. I want to ask you some questions. Zach, do you have any questions for about? Because not to say anything, Zach does. Would you say, Zach, you see the glass half full or half empty?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I got the answer for you if you don't answer correctly.
Oh, my God. Now she's answering.
Wait. You have an answer for me?
No, that's a total joke. Go ahead.
It really wasn't, Zach. It really wasn't.
It really wasn't. I could tell. As she drinks her water.
No comment.
I honestly think I'm a skeptical person, but I would like to think and I would like to be a
positive person. I'm not asking
what
you like. I'm asking what you really are. And I'm asking everybody listening to this podcast,
okay,
stop
I guess,
and think
right,
about
right.
it. Do you, when someone doesn't speak in your ear in a TV show, are you thinking, oh my God, they're not saying anything because I am fabulous? Or would you say, oh my God, they're not saying anything because I'm sucking a duck's dingle dong? Simple question.
Say what you mean, Zach.
Say what you mean.
All right. 100%. I would be worried that I was not doing a good job.
Correct.
That's it. 100%.
Zach, how you just answered that question, I would be worried why someone was not responding. That is what is going on in the world. That is it.
I thought you were going to say there was like a technical glitch and they were trying desperately to talk to her.
No.
But they couldn't.
It was really eye-opening for me having that conversation for her because I will be honest with you and transparent where that used to be my go-to. That was always my flip is that I'd be like, well, it just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. If this don't work out, honey, God's got something bigger and better. This big something bigger and better in store for me down the road. Mm-hmm. I used to think that way. And I think when living in the pressures and the stress and the kids and this maximum optimum hyper perfection that we're seeing everywhere,
yes,
that it's hard to believe like that. And I wanted to really ask her, Zach, what goes through your mind? What made you, at the end of the show, what made you choose that perspective other than the pessimist? What made you positive than as opposed to the
honestly,
pessimist?
Honestly, do I want to go to bed at night worried about that? Or do I want to go to bed at night knowing that I did a good job?
Okay, so I'm going to get really crazy minutia psycho right here on y'all. Okay, because I'm no psychologist or whatever. And Zach, maybe we need to have somebody on to talk about this.
I think we do.
What? No, I'm serious, because this is a really... I had an aha moment when all this was going down, y'all. So I think this is a game changer, and there's something to this. So you're saying you had a little mini conversation in your head of how to choose it at that moment to
be? No, I don't even think about it. I just go there.
Okay. That's good.
You want me to just be
That's
real?
Cool.
I do.
I just go there every time.
Okay. This is a really great part of who you are. Okay. I always say that to people. Y'all quit down in your freaking selves. Stop it. I always say this to my kids too. Quit worrying about the crap you're not good at. Do what you can do. Focus on what you're great at.
Focus on what the other day.
Focus on what you're great at. That's if so you good. Do that, you'll be hiring people to do what you're not 100%. Great at.
100%.
That's so good.
So good.
But we don't do that. For our kids, we're like, you work, strive. There's something to be said for work ethic, and I don't want to get off point here. What happens, if you can remember that day, what happened in your mind that when you said click and you got off the Skype and the show was over, that was exciting to you that you thought you were absolutely fabulous, whether you were or weren't? You were, but what when made I, you go there?
When I accomplish something,
okay,
I feel empowered. When I get something accomplished, whether it be washing the dishes or doing my QVC2 show.
Okay.
That accomplishment of doing that, and I know that sounds really like petty to
it
some people.
It does not. You're going somewhere. Okay, what you're talking about.
But to me, that's not petty. Living the greatness in my grade or the great in my greatness. All right.
I'm so glad this is coming back up. I was thinking this the whole time.
Listen, Zach, it really does go back to that. Do I want to have a bunch of great and greatness in my life and be on an upscale? Or do I want to sit there and nitpick, which I could, because we all can, death?
I'm going
to
pause right here. So there's a choice that you make in those situations. Are you saying you automatically default to that? Or are you choosing that and now you just automatically default to
that? Well, subliminally, I'm probably choosing it. I default to it every time because that's how I live. I maybe didn't do that when I was younger. You know, maybe in my brain, I would have the conversation and then choose to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
But now as an adult, 43-year-old grown woman, I'm just going that way because that's the way to go. I believe that when you're positive and you decide to take that situation and do something good with it and whatever that may be, that it spins it that way, that it's always going to spin it that way. It's never... You're kind of avoiding it going the other way.
Would you say it's positive? Because I don't want to doubt, because there's this thing called toxic positive. Where I was like, just do it. Go, girl. All this positive. There's some meat on your bone, meaning it's not just, the sky is falling, but it's all great. You are really, it's a mindset.
Well, yeah, Kim, I'm the leader of my life.
Okay.
That's and being big. The leader
That's
of-
big. All right, don't just run over that.
No, I'm we the leader still, of
let's
my life.
Let's say that again in pause.
I am the leader of my life. If I want to lead my life down a road of success, which I'm going to be successful no matter what I do.
Now, how did you get that? How did you just say that and believe that? Because did you hear her tone change?
Because I know that.
Okay, well, you can't do that. I know that I know, like mom.
But I know that I know, and I do. And Kim, I don't know how to, I don't know. Is
how
that a God-given gift God's given me to know that?
That's what we're trying to figure out here
I
on
believe
this podcast.
To some degree, I believe it. But it's also, I do believe it's a choice in my mind. But Kim, it is a choice in my mind. But I'm not even making that choice because I've made it so far. I've made it so many times.
That's it.
I've trained my brain, to be that person. And you're right. People do like to be around me because of that. I'll go ahead and say that because that's not a lie.
It's not.
People will invite me to a party just to be around that. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, folks, because I ain't good
at
everything, but
horn.
I'm good
I
at
wish
that.
We had a horn.
I know. I feel like the only horn I have is this.
Well, don't do that
horn. That's not the right horn.
Zach, you have to put in a better horn. So I wanted to have you on to talk about this because I'm seeing this reoccurring, you know, I read a lot. I meditate a lot. I'm very involved in, you know, betterment. And
do you meditate a lot?
I do every
she
day.
Does.
Every
she
single
really
day.
Does.
That's cool.
And I have a quiet time and I read my Bible and I read different things and I, you know, that inspire me. And in the quiet time this morning, it was talking about choosing. So I'm so glad you said it was a choice because I knew it was for you. Because I've known you your whole life. choosing to be in the presence of God all the days of my life. It was in Psalms, and it was David was talking, was praying, you know, in his Psalms and writing, and he was saying he chooses to be in the presence of the Lord all the days of his life. And I thought about us coming today and doing this podcast, and I thought, Allison really does choose that when she clicks off the Skype button, I killed it. Because you know what? Who cares? What does killed mean? What does being fabulous mean? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Success yes. is in the eye of the beholder. And you choose to behold yourself in a way that is so, like, special and unique. And I love how the fact that you don't, your uniqueness and your specialness doesn't take away from anybody else's. So you choose, and then you celebrate. You celebrate your greatness and your goodness and your talents, but you do that for other people too. So there's that.
Ooh.
See, there's, okay, is it too deep? Ooh, am I
no,
getting deep,
Kim,
Zach?
I love this because, you know, I'm
I
not,
love this.
I don't get deep all the time. This is not my forte.
You're very deep.
I am. I can be, yeah. And I get
but
what you're
fine.
Saying. That's a huge compliment.
Actually,
huge
Allison,
compliment.
Is that part of it, though? If you go deep, does it... Because I feel like, for me, when I go deep, it can take me to a dark place.
This is so exciting!
I don't want to talk about that, Zach.
No, we're talking about it!
I'm kidding.
Oh, Zach, that's good.
Zach, yes.
Okay, go. You have to say that again.
I'm someone that ruminates a lot, and this is actually something that I've wanted to ask, so I'm going to ask this question in this context, right, which is before the show, Allison. So we've been talking about during the show and after the show. Before the show, do you let yourself get really, like, worked up and worried and in your own head? Or, you know, do you have to, like, look in the mirror in the bathroom and, like, you know, psych yourself up or any of that? Because I feel like for me, it's like I need to be thinking, I need to take myself to a certain place, even just to do the show, honestly, even just to do the show, right? I need to take myself to a certain place or else I will be too self-conscious, right? I will be in my own head too much.
Mm.
And I feel like when I go in my own head, I go a lot of times to a place that's negative. I feel like I let myself go there and I ruminate on those things. And that's when I have to thought stop, right? So I'd love to hear what you do, Allison.
Yes, yes, and yes. I will explain how it works for me is before anything major, I always have this, it's not, I don't want to say nervousness because it's not nervousness. It's anticipation. It's anticipation of what's coming for me. And so I want to live up to my standard of that. Does that make sense? Like I know where I want to be. So before a show or whatever, I always pray or whatever because that's our go-to thing. But as I'm sitting there getting ready and teasing my hair and putting on my makeup and doing all of that, I'm having internal dialogue with myself, which is not just slubnit is da 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 and all that. It's internal dialogue of, girl, you about to slam this. You about to rock this. And look, that may seem cheesy and it may seem all gung-ho, girl. Okay, that's fine. But I do it for
myself.
It works. I'm not doing it for everybody else all the time. It works for me to sit there and go, girl, you got this. You got this. And you about to talk about slub knit like anybody ain't never talked about slub knit. Okay? You about to talk about triple lux like ain't nobody talked about triple lux, right? And so I'm almost challenging myself.
Wow.
To do better than I did next time or last time, right? Because you always look at things and pick yourself apart and say, oh, I'm going to do this different, whatever. So I have this like internal dialogue of ramping myself up.
Okay.
Because there's always a little nerves. I mean, if I don't have a little nerves before I get on national TV, every time I do it, something's wrong with me. Sorry. Okay. Like, come on, people. That's not just an easy fleet. Okay. Is fleet a word?
It worked. I was in. You had me.
That's not an easy fleet to other people. I know.
Fleet is the right word.
Okay, whatever.
It's not an easy job.
Task.
That's
whatever.
It.
Task.
Fleet is a whole thing of like boats and stuff.
So if I really started also picking that apart before I go on air, I'm going to suck, man. I'm going to be worried about all. Then I'm majoring in the minors.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not trying to major in the minors. Yep. Let's hit the big stuff here, people. YOLO. Okay, let's get out there, do the best we can, and leave it and see what happens.
Okay, so, we're at this place where we are. Zach, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, I do.
Do you psych yourself up? Okay, because
it's something actually that I've started having to really think about and put some effort into, because I find myself in more and more situations where I have to be like in front of people and performing and, you know, and that's uncomfortable for me for sure.
Well, and I've also seen, a trend of this withdrawal from younger generations, especially where they are not. They're speaking their mind. They're so woke, but they're saying nothing.
Correct. Come on, Kim.
Because they're not, they're just regurgitating information. Correct. It's not really, they've not gone deep inside and say, why do I feel the way that I feel? And why? And that's part of youth, okay? But I think it's becoming a little bit of, we don't know our why. We just do, and perform, and achieve.
Come on, Kim.
But why? And so that's where I'm sitting in this success that I'm so very blessed to have.
Amen.
You know, have in my life and being able to bless others and everything. And I was just thinking this morning before we were doing this that with Allison's perspective and the beauty that I've watched. See, I watch it. I'm an observer. I like to sit back and watch. And things like, we've got another young little girl that's in our family that is dating my nephew, and she's the same way. She has this knowing of who she is. And I'm thinking, how did that young girl at this young age figure that out? And it's so funny how Brooks went and found a young woman like us, because that's the kind of women, you know, that we have in our family.
Smart kid.
And that's just been a generational thing. But I'm saying to everybody listening, like, how... I don't know how to say this without making so it makes sense.
Say your truth, Kim.
But it's like, how do you know that you were created uniquely and wonderfully? Yes, everybody can get behind that. But with absolute greatness on the inside, that I don't think people get.
No, I agree with you.
I think people are so obsessed, if I could just kind of jump in here, because the thing that, Allison, that you said that really resonated with me is you were saying, like, I just want to do my best, and then I want to do better next time, right? And you're making it about you and internal, and you're not like, oh my God, I'm going on national TV, and, you know, Kim has been doing this for a year, and she's so great at it, and, you know, meanwhile, there's all these other people. Like, I think about, I could judge myself against the biggest producers in Hollywood. I could judge myself against the biggest, like, you know, podcasters in the world. And that's not fair. And I think we're constantly sort of being trained to do that with social media and all this crap these days.
Yeah, but you're still talking about the do. Y'all are still talking about the do.
Okay.
I'm talking about the be. Because we're still talking about we're going to do and then we're going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you're being great and then you do because you're great. That's where Allison's perspective is different than everybody else's.
Who have the greatness in your great.
Yeah, you already are great. Now you just need to go do it. Go live that out. Instead of saying, I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to be great. That is where when the camera clicks on for me, I ain't doing nothing.
What do you mean by that? Explain that, Kim. Explain
that. Before I'm on camera, and I'm not saying I have this all correctly, because I get my perspective screwed up about 92% of the time, and Allison has been such an amazing role model for me in this area, because it's habitual with her, so I don't want to lose that. But I don't even think about going on TV anymore. I don't even think about talking or meeting new people. And people say, well, Kim, it's just you. That wasn't always the case. It is so, I know without a shadow of a doubt that that's what I should be doing. Yeah. That's who I am, is a communicator. It's in my DNA. I just be. So I get on camera and I just be. Sometimes I be good. Sometimes I be bad. Sometimes I be loud. Sometimes I be sad.
That was good.
But I just be, and that's that. You know, that's why I'm writing this book, Collecting Confidence, is I've enjoyed writing it because these self help books are always saying if you do A, B, C, or D, if you meditate, if you do this, if you do that, then you will be. And I'm just saying, no, you already are.
Well, that's like the easy answer, right? I mean, that's almost where we started, right? With like, oh, Kim, you meditate, you do, you know, it's like, that's sort of, that's the starting point.
And people say, okay, well, if I do that, if I do. But what I'm saying is, Allison, sometimes she has to make the choice, but it is so in you to just be, see that glass half full. And I would even say, you see the glass half full, shaken down, pressed together, and running over. She is the biggest manifester. She doesn't even know she's a manifester. I'm a manifester. And if we, that's a whole other podcast we should talk about, because
well, I love that.
It's very controversial.
You know, right now.
It's
like you manifest your own reality?
Is every day.
Okay. All right. I love that.
And Allison does it, and she doesn't even know she's doing it.
I believe in it, too. Yeah.
So Allison has been manifesting, working for me for full time on a regular high paid salary.
Years.
Which is basically, you know, for years. And I mean, I was like, are you, that's never going to happen. First of all, I said, it's never going to happen.
She was wrong, obviously.
And two, I'm like, I ain't having her. I don't know why I would always feel that way. And it just all of a sudden.
Because I'm your little sister. There's a little sister thing to that too.
Well, I mean, and look, we are here. Like the woman manifested it. And like, it's such a blessing. It happened in the right time and all that. But I'm just trying to put this podcast out there and say to people, I think the first step is shifting your perspective. And look, I'm no psychologist. I'm just a person with experience here talking. I do not have everything together. I will be the first to tell you. But what I do know is how you communicate with yourself about yourself is probably the most important thing outside of your faith and your family. Well, I would even say it's just outside of your faith for me personally. How you communicate, view, and take care of yourself determines what kind of life you have, period. It's the most important thing. But I'm going to take it even a step deeper and say, when you understand the magnitude of who you are, and I get emotional because it is such a shame that so many people do not know how fantastic and amazing they are.
Yeah.
And that we as people, because I don't know if you get a certain age or you see a certain level of just lack of humanness in the world. And just when we lose sense of how amazing we are, that is when it gets really, really ugly. Mm. Mentally for people, when they lose sight of like, oh my gosh, I'm created and so unique and so amazing. That is, to me, the seed that we have got to plant in people.
Yeah.
To me, that is the most important thing, Zach, you can teach your little girls, is that they are so wonderfully and fearfully and beautifully made, created for a reason. Because the younger, and I think that's, I'm going to say this, I think that's what Alice and I had, we're very blessed to have a mother. I mean, I get tickled. I just got a text from, we got a family text from my mom, and she was holding Allison's dog and said, this dog loves me. That's okay. We're laughing, but y'all, we just got a text. That's her mentality. Everybody loves her. And people say, oh, well, that's conceited. That's cocky. That's no, that is a healthy self-awareness of who you are. She's 70 something years old. And she truly believes, I'm fabulous. I was created fabulous. And when you truly get that, Zach, then you can celebrate that in other people. Mark my words. People think, oh, if you're so full of yourself and you're so in love with yourself, you can't do that for
not
others.
Not true.
If it's genuine, you want to help everybody feel that way.
There you go, Kim, when it's genuine. Right. There's your biggie, the genuine word.
Most people feel great about themselves because they're thin, rich, skinny, correct, successful, on the team, don't make the team. I'm just telling you, that's where most people, I'm seeing it in my kids, y'all. I don't care who you are. I see it happening with my son, with my oldest son.
A lot lately.
Where people are trying to tell him what he's good at and what he's not good at. And I made him sit down and watch a documentary on Michael Jordan, who basically did not play in his college team for the first 2 years. Michael freaking Jordan.
Yep.
So what I'm saying is you have to be careful what you're speaking into people, especially our children, very young. And you have to be careful what you feed yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why I meditate every morning, or try at least. I try to just get quiet and go, okay, I got to remember who I am before I hit the streets. Because if not, I'm going to have every Tom, Dick, and Larry
coming at you,
telling me who I am and what I need to be mm-hmm. doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Zach, honestly,
especially when you're so out there, especially yes. when you're so, yes. out there,
you're so busy. I'm not even
commenting.
Yeah.
Well, just Zach. people in general. Just you know, the PT freaking A.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But what I want to say is that so. I know you're afraid to go deep because sometimes that's a little scary, but that's where all the good stuff is. That's where you fall in love with you.
Mm.
That's the real you.
Yeah.
This skin, this flesh suit we got on, that ain't the real us.
It's all heart, Kim. It's all heart.
Well, I think it's just knowing, it's being. And I don't know how to say that without it being so super like weirdo cheesy or whatever. And I am cheese ball. I love a good little cheesy
cheese
ball.
Oh,
me too. Honey. Give me a Hallmark movie. I'm ready for Christmas movies now.
Me too. Let's not down cheese balling. Okay?
No, don't. We will come for you for
that one. We'll cut you. Okay?
Health is so positive. But I love you, girl. Talk about Hallmark money, I'm going to cut you.
But I will cut you. You talk about Hallmark.
It's am I making sense? Yes. Am I preaching?
No,
just shut
girl.
Me down. Shut
no,
me down.
Girl. I think you're coming from a place of what people, I wish they could hear it more. You know, I wish it just wasn't your podcast they were hearing this on. I wish they could put it off everybody's podcast because wouldn't you, if everybody could live that way, wouldn't this world be a fantastic place?
Well, we can if we consciously make a decision to talk about it.
Yeah, and I think you're always going to have people who just buck the system and don't want to,
well,
you know, but I think
it's scary. Zach said it.
It is scary.
It's scary.
Why is it scary? Should we talk about that?
Yeah, we could, but that's scary, Kim.
I try not to go there with myself.
Okay, I think a lot of people do.
And break.
We're paying the bills.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio-Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
Kim.
Let me ask you this, Allison, and Kim. After you do something big, after you are looking back at something, do you let yourself get caught up in any negativity revolving around that? Like, so for me, I know I sometimes will like fall into a thinking about some kind of professional thing that happened 15 years ago or something, and really get down on myself.
Wow.
So, Zach, I'll use this as the example because we've been using it. So after I call Kim and I tell her, girl, I must have been fabulous. You know, then everything calms down after you're off that high,
high.
That you've been
okay.
on for an
yep.
hour.
Yep.
And I am the kind of person, like, I'm at a point in my life, I used to not be like this, where I'll take suggestions. I'll just be really honest. I've not always wanted to take suggestions.
Not criticism. Do you see
suggestions.
The see how the perspective?
No, yeah.
Okay,
because,
fantastic.
Because you don't
that's
criticize.
The producer's just like, I can't say anything because
that's
she's
amazing.
Not gonna listen.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
no,
I'm
and
not gonna
no,
say
no
anything.
I mean suggestion because my sister doesn't come at me in a way of criticism.
Oh God, no.
Like when I talk to her, she's not like, you sucked on that.
Oh my God.
I have never heard my sister those words ever come out of her mouth. She has always spoke life into me. I will just say that. So when I was coming off that high, I sent her a text. I don't know if you remember. And I said, suggestions for next time. Because, you know, you always want to be better. And I watch these hosts on QVC, and they're so thorough, you know, and I just want to be...
Well, you're not a host. You're...
Well, no, but hosting guests, that's what I mean.
That's what
I
saying,
watch
yeah.
these people, you know, because they're role models for you. They're role models on what
they're
you need to put out
do.
There and how they're hitting
they
their goals, how they're selling what they're supposed to be selling. Like, that's all very intriguing
so
to me.
They're so good at what they
yeah.
do.
Yeah. So I'll watch them, and, you know, some of them are good, and so I'll take suggestions from that, but I want it from... the person who I look up to, who I'm saying, okay, I want she is the brand, so I want to be more like her. So I say to Kim, what are suggestions? And she comes back, she goes, girl, the show is fantastic. She goes, Here's the suggestions. Make sure you're going over the tour. Make sure you're
That's not what I said.
Whatever you said. I can't.
No, I know exactly what I said. What'd I remember. You're wrong. Right now, you're wrong.
You weren't criticizing.
No, but I said, what did I say? I wish we had it to read it. I said, quit.
Oh, this was that conversation. Well, and I'm thinking of a whole different conversation. Well,
this is the first conversation I had with you after your show. You want to sell it or I want to tell it?
Quit talking about the brand like it's mine. You need to start talking about it like it's yours. She said, when you say Kim, she goes, quit doing that. Say we. Me, we, together we do this. Together we do this. Which
empowers
made me
you.
Feel more inclusive, okay? Because I hadn't felt totally inclusive till I finally got my cumulus, weekly cumulus.
So crazy.
But really part of the team, you get what I'm saying? From that conversation, it really helped. But my point, what I was saying was, she didn't come at me in a way of, well, really wish you'd have done this, or really wish you'd have done this. She was just like, oh, girl,
do you know why people
you were
do
so
that?
Positive. You just were like, I would do this, this, and this for that.
But do you know why people, why we're always so eager to criticize and to be critical? Do you know why we're doing that?
That's my question. Hard for me to understand that because I don't come at people
okay,
like
Zach,
that.
Okay, I'm asking Zach that question. Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you know what I thought when I heard you talking about your criticism to Allison, which is make it more about you and less about me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that right there is one of the things that makes you so great, Kim, because it is not about you. It is you. You have that self-confidence.
But that's what we're trying to drill down to while we're having this conversation. And the reason that I have that has developed over time, people. I'm not trying to, it's always hard for me. I never want to be this like telling you what to do, guru, I got it all together, because I do not. I'm going to put a disclaimer again on what I'm getting ready to tell you. Because I'm not a perfect person. I am so flawed. Ask my children. I will criticize the dookie out of them and have to go back and apologize for it, because my expectation levels of my children are insane right now.
Freaky. They're a little freaky.
And I need to check myself.
100.
Okay, so I say all that as a disclaimer to say the reason I can make it about other people is because I want other people to feel that greatness within themselves. Because greatness and confidence and success is not external. It's internal.
Correct.
It comes from within.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I say this about beauty. For women, and we say beauty comes from the inside. It is. Okay? Duh. It comes from the inside.
Right.
But if women can't see it on the outside first, sometimes it's hard for them to believe it on the inside. That's the same philosophy I have when it comes to confidence. If you cannot feel that on the inside for yourself, it will not manifest on the outside.
Mm.
In a real way. A lot of people are throwing their drip and their snatched and their swag and their all that, but it is all surface.
It's a show.
If all of this goes away and it's just me, a bag of dirt, and I have to plant my own food to eat, I still know God has created me to one of a kind and special for a purpose.
You'll be the best gardener ever.
I'll eat the biggest potato.
I'll dig up radish. That potato.
You will dig up an onion. Of course it's a carb. Of course
right,
it's
of course
never
it's
like,
a carb.
Like
it's gotta be carbs.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm so, you know, I'll be fat
I
as
went
hard.
Veggies. You went potato. Veggies is a potato.
That's another story.
Let's
but
not
do
go
y'all
there.
See what I'm saying? It has to come from within.
Yes.
And it's not, you can't do your way to know that. Because even like really successful people are very lonely and very insecure.
Yes,
and because success does not equate money, fame, social media likes. Y'all, we can't. It's time for you to take all these people you put on pedestals.
Come on.
And step up on the pedestal yourself in your own life.
Mm.
Yes.
Get your own gold medal. Quit watching everybody else.
Well, Kim, I want to say you really helped me do that. Girl.
Yeah, but
I appreciate
and I want to say this. You're not, everybody's not going to be a QVC superstar or an Oscar winner and all that. I'm not talking about that kind of pedestal.
Right.
I'm not talking about I'm not talking about fame. I'm talking about internal, where you're putting yourself forefront to make a difference, because you won't be able to make a difference in other people's lives if you can't do it for yourself. You just won't.
Amen. That's the truth.
Everybody's like, well, we just give and give and humility and all this fake humility crap. I'm sick of it. Humility is knowing that you are one of a kind. Humility is knowing that you are no better or no worse than anybody else.
Oh, come on.
But your contribution matters, or you wouldn't be here.
And there goes the sermon. We're cutting it down. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your head. Everybody bow your head. I can't.
That's probably what I really should have done.
You missed a good call, and I'll tell you
that. We come from a long line of
Yeah, we do. We do.
So I think, Zach, what I'm saying here is I think the first step is make that choice. Make the choice to, if something happens or whatever, make that choice like Allison did.
And listen, the more you make that choice, the more it becomes easy.
Yeah.
It's easy for your brain to default to that after a while.
Yeah.
And you don't see, and see, I don't even see myself doing it anymore.
Oh, you do.
You're bringing it up, and I don't even see myself doing it anymore, girl. And that's because it's, I mean, it's like anything. A habit takes 16 days to make a habit. Talk to yourself for 16 days.
They say it's 21.
No, I believe 16. Let's look that up. 16 or 21.
See how she is? See, it don't matter. I know I'm right. There we go.
I don't know it, but I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty positive of that. 16
I'm
days.
I'm not fact checking it.
Okay.
We're just going to leave
okay.
that.
We're
going
to leave it.
Okay. Yeah. 16 days make a habit. So if you talk to yourself for 16 days saying, you know, not invested, but I'm going to go be today.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great. Whatever that is,
choose
it's going to be great.
Choose it.
Then I think that it becomes a habit.
I agree. Oh, man, I could talk about this stuff every single day.
I know. I'm watching you do it. You thrive on it.
LOL, Kim Gravel. LOL, Kim Gravel. Yeah.
Kim Gravel. All right, guess what? It's time for another...
Zach Attack.
Okay. I love a Zach Attack. It's fun.
So the Zach Attack this week, I was a little worried about you, Kim. I have to say, I'm your producer, so
right.
I feel like I have to be protective, right?
You don't have to protect me. I'm worried about me too.
We're all worried about her, Zach.
I'm worried about me too, Zach.
You've hired Allison now full time, right, for your company.
Yep. And it's actually been good so far.
It's
not
been good so far. But I feel like Allison, you know, this is a kind of like a nepotism hire. So maybe she didn't go through the whole HR.
Well, think what you want, Zach, but you're wrong.
No, he is. Do you even know what nepotism is?
You hired me because I'm your sister. That is not true.
That's part of the reason, but not the full reason.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna dig into this now.
This might not go well. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to be the HR department, okay?
Oh,
I need to protect... Bell by Kim Gravel. Okay. I want to make sure that Allison is qualified.
Okay.
This is good. This is
and
good.
And that she is going to be a good employee.
Okay. Where were you 2 months ago? Okay.
No one asked me. I'm taking this on myself.
This is legit. I signed a contract.
She signed the contract. We met.
Oh my gosh.
They made me sign a contract.
This really is late. There's a contract.
I'm contractual.
This song is so true. I said, girl, we'll be sending your contract. She was like, okay.
Who makes a contractual agreement with your sister?
Go ahead, Jack.
Oh my gosh. So, Allison, please consider this your official, unofficial job interview.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to interviews. Come on.
All right, here we go. Why do you want to work here at Bell by Kim Gravel?
I think I would be a really good asset to Bell by Kim Gravel. I come with lots of talents. I'm good at on air. I can absolutely sell ice to an Eskimo. If you give me a piece of paper right now, I'll sell it to you. I'm also multi-talented. I not only can do the front end work, but I can do the back end work too, which is all of your little computer crap. I can do all of that. I can do all... I'm not done. I look the part. I act the part. I am the part. So if you don't hire me, it's your loss.
What is the back-end crap? What is the computer crap? Ma'am, I'd like to ask you, what is
the... Pantones. All that crap you had me doing. Pantones. Sister Allison, I need you to do a Pantone spreadsheet. I'm like, she not know I can do all this. I think she's testing me. I said, let me do this little Word document and send it over.
Oh, God, Zach, I'm loving this
so much. So the fact that I have computer skills is also another plus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's dig into that for a second.
Okay.
What programs, what computer programs are your, do you have skills with?
Word.
Word.
Internet Explorer.
Wait, Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. Okay, well, now you're making fun of me in an interview. See, that's not going to come highly. That's not professional. I'm sorry. You're human resources.
Excuse me. All right, I'm HR. You're right.
Okay,
no, no, no.
Let me get you back on track. Okay. Right. Internet Explorer, and I would say this with the utmost confidence, too, because if people, I mean, there are people out there that don't know it. Okay, so Internet Explorer, Word document. I can do Excel as long as I don't have to do like the add cell to this cell and do all that. If I can just go in and punch things in, that's fine, but I can't create new cells and all that. I actually know how to do files, like go into files and save them. I can save them.
Okay. And I can also
copy and paste from the internet. So
that's awesome. It is awesome. Any PowerPoint skills?
No, but I could probably learn it myself if you give me the program. It might take me a couple days, but I'll have it.
Did she say her computer skills are in a browser?
Girl, that's
part of
skill.
The reason why we're hanging. That was like, okay.
My cheeks
okay.
are
Next
back,
question.
So-
Thank okay. you.
Next question.
I'm having the best
well,
time
don't
of my
lie
life.
That y'all would hire me, so go
no,
ahead.
No, Allison. No, I'm serious. I'm having the best time. Go.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it better to be perfect and late or good and on time?
Perfect and late. Sorry. I'm late to everything I do.
Does that make you perfect?
No, but I'm pretty close. For the job at hand, I'm pretty close, whatever that job
whatever
is.
Whatever that job is.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I can show up and give you a bang. I got it.
Yeah.
But I'm probably about 10 minutes late doing it.
All right. I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay.
What Being you, average what do you and on
time. She rolled in on here. The reason we got up here straight up 11 is she got here at 10:55.
Well, my best friend was having a morning. I had to tell
And then
her
she
off
called
ledge.
Me, and I had to go send John, who's my handy husband. I had to send him over there to fix her dryer. So it's, you know, I don't know if it's perfect, but, you know, it'll do.
It's close. Go ahead.
Okay. What is your definition of hard work?
Getting the job done.
Okay.
I believe in working smart, not too hard if you don't have to. I mean, why would you do all that to get the same result?
What is the difference between working hard and smart?
I think working smart...
Because I was missing two of them t-shirts the other night on that set of two Pima. I didn't have the burgundy in the Loden. I had every color but burgundy and Loden.
Well, the Navy didn't book. Because okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if I pull it, it's going to be there.
Okay.
It's Amy's fault. Amy. I don't like getting in trouble for other people's faults either.
Wow.
Just tell you that. I don't appreciate it.
Wow.
One bit. When I'm doing my job and doing it on fire, do yours and do it on fire. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get that redhead. I didn't know that yet, Kim. So thanks for sharing. The Pima cotton shirt will be there next time.
How bad is it when she says Aunt Kim? She didn't call me Kim. She calls me Aunt Kim.
Oh, okay.
Keep going, Zach.
Why Aunt Kim? Hold on.
Everybody Where'd calls me Aunt Kim.
Everybody calls Aunt Kiki. Oh.
Do you love me on Friday? I was going to do the part. Do it again.
Kiki, do you love me on Friday? I don't even know if that's the song. We just make up our own words.
I'm always Aunt Kim. I'm Aunt Kim to everybody. Aunt Kim.
Brantley calls her Aunt Kikis. Aunt Keeks.
If you need some, call it Kim.
Allison.
Yes.
How do you handle conflict?
It depends on who it's with, but usually head on. Usually, let me just call you. Let's just talk it out. Now, if Kim's having a bad day, I don't do that. I wait a couple of hours, go over there, sit with her, talk for a little bit. Everybody else, bring it. You better know. I mean, if I've got an issue with you, I'm not the person to hold back. I'm just going straight.
You're very confrontational.
Yeah, I welcome a confrontation if you want me to be honest.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Living my best life, traveling, getting an RV, going camping.
Girl, the last thing you need is
I
RV.
Want my husband to get a motorcycle that I can ride on the back of.
You have a motorcycle.
It's not a good rider one. We're going to sell that one and get one that we can both ride on.
Don't go get a motorcycle.
Maybe living, I mean, honestly, taking trips. Kim's going to take us on trips every year. So taking my trips, working hard, being the best brand ambassador Bell by Kevin Bell's ever had and will have. And really just living my best life. I'm one of those, you know, I just serve the Lord, keep doing what I'm doing. And that's living my best life. That's seriously where I see myself 5 years from now. And by the way, I'll be 69 when my son graduates from high school. So I'll be probably on a rocker and just trying to make it through 5 years from now, Zach, if you really want to know the truth.
Last question.
Okay.
Is Kim a good boss?
She's a great boss, but she has her days.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all do.
Yes.
Kim, when she says she's intense, she can be really intense. But you always know she's going to come on back down to earth a couple hours later. But as far as being a boss, she's a great boss. She's easy to work for. Just get your crap done. Like, she's just, get your crap done, it's all good. Get your crap done, it's all good. See, and that's how bosses in my life growing up never were like that. They always wanted to micromanage me. And I'm not one of those people that need to be micromanaged.
I'm not
one of those people. Know your people. Like you say, Kim, read the room.
Read the room.
If you've got a worker that don't need to be micromanaged and going to put out for you and give you out, then why do that to them? Don't do that.
And I'm also a person, when you come and ask me, I don't like dumb questions.
Yeah, you're not one person that likes petty crap.
So I'm like, a lot of people will say to me, do I do this? Figure it out. That's wrong.
That's been your go-to. I'll let you know. That's been your go-to lately. Figure it out.
I'll let you know if you're wrong.
I think that's good. That's empowering.
So you know what I do, Zach? Any kind of Word document, I got to do whatever.
Or internet browser work.
Yeah, internet browser work browser. I have to do. I'll just send her the first page, make sure it's good. Then once I get the approval, I'll finish the project.
Right. There you go.
I'm smart. Yeah, I know how to work smart. I love that. Not hard.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Allison.
no
HR
problem.
Is going to make a full report.
Excellent. When y'all going to let me know?
I think we're going to let you know. It's going to be a few weeks.
Weeks? I need a job tomorrow.
No, I think you're hired. You're hired.
Thank you. You did the right decision.
Zach, you made the right decision.
Kim, you didn't wait until you got HR's full report.
Well, this is the whole thing. Make the full report so that we have something to go back on if something goes wrong.
Send a contract over, boo.
Allison, I love having you on the show. You never... Zach, she is so much fun. And okay.
I love it.
Let's just go ahead and say now, we're going to do that next podcast about manifesting. You'll come back?
I would love to be here for that.
All right. LOL with
You're
Kim
contractually
Burrell.
Obligated to You're be here for that.
I'm getting paid, so I'll be here.
Bye, y'all.
Love y'all. Bye.
LOL, it's Kim Gravel. LOL, Kim Gravel, yeah.
If you love the show, make sure to follow LOL with Kim Gravel in your favorite podcast app. New episodes come out every Thursday. LOL with Kim Gravel is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Theme music by Taco Pella. Guest booking by Susie Munson. Mixing and mastering by Zach T. Fell of ZTF Studio. Head to lolkim.com for more information and to join our mailing list. Thanks for listening.